This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, standing by now for the Eric Kendricks Show right here on your home of the Cowboys. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, Super Bowl champ. You have Lucius Alexander in the pimp cup over there at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh. Your nosebleed brothers are reunited. You have Wolchuk and Chiafalo both in the house today. And Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com on Twitch and on YouTube. And it's a big Cowboys game this week. Obviously, taking on the in-state Houston Texans there at AT&T Stadium on Monday night. Brian's been previewing on film both the defense and offense of these Houston Texans. There are no secrets anymore. What I wanted to ask is, you know, their passing game, they're getting Nico Collins back. Brian averages 17 yards per catch, 113 per game. We'll get more on that here. Yeah. Maybe coming up in the expressway at 5:20 is joining us now, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper, as Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks. And a good afternoon. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, you tell us what's been the emphasis this week as you go up against one of the best teams in the AFC. What are you guys working on?
Shoot, playing good defense. I feel like they obviously have a lot of weapons, good run game, good quarterback. Just trying to get our matchups right, you know, get our play set and have a good week of practice.
How about the theme at home? It's, you know, we've been used to the Cowboys being quite successful at home, but not quite this year yet. Can you put your finger on anything that's contributed to that?
No, I feel like it's, you know, it's a collective. Obviously, it's a team sport. But yeah, I'm excited to get that, you know, that first one under the belt.
Now, what do you think? Could you use a little help from the fans here as far as the volume? What do you think about our Cowboys fans? We love them. You know, sometimes we say we're a little bit too polite and quiet down here in Texas. We need to get a little bit more rowdy. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we got to give them something to cheer for. You know, we got to make the game fun and interesting, and then everything will be exactly how it should be.
What do you think about playing on Monday Night Football? Does it still have that same aura? Like when I was a kid, it was like Monday night's the primetime night. I feel like some of the better games now, maybe they've flipped to Sunday Night Football. I don't know if that's changed at all for you as a player.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, just there's just certain games, certain feelings, certain atmosphere. Any point of the year. I remember we had a game last year on a Sunday, just a day game in Foxborough, but it was like a rainy game. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even then it just kind of felt like, okay, this is like the football games that I was used to seeing as a kid. So I feel like anytime you can get yourself in that kind of mindset, especially on a Monday night, you got to go for it.
As a veteran of a decade or more, do all games still seem massive? I mean, there's so many people there. It's the NFL. Do you ever get used to it?
No, I feel like every game is important, and obviously, you know, I don't really people realize like how good teams really are, and you know, every team's really, you know, it's really any given Sunday. But at the same time, you know, I feel like there's just those times where you know there's high stakes on the game, and it has that feeling. I can't explain it, but you know, you'd be a fool to not take every game serious.
You mentioned playing in the rain. What's the ideal football weather?
The ideal football weather for me,
yeah.
Honest, the ideal football weather is probably like 50 degrees. Pretty, you know, good, you know, sunny. I feel like between 40 and
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
50 degrees, you can run all day. You know, you're not really sweating. It's crispy. You know, the air is crispy. It's not, it's cold, but it's not too cold. You know, yeah, I don't know.
It feels like fall. Like that's
it's fall, yeah. Right there. I feel like it feels like, you know, the turkey bowl type thing.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Yes. Yeah. So Gavin earlier, I think, gave us the weather report to be like, what, 65 degrees Monday night? Mm-hmm. What do you think about opening this roof?
The roof opens?
The roof yeah, opens. I know that's how rare it's ever opened.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm new here, guys. I don't know anything. You know,
they built it like the old Texas Stadium, where they still it can retract and it's open. They just rarely ever open it.
Oh yeah, I didn't even know that. That'd be sick. You know, have they ever done it? Have they ever had a game with it open?
They have.
Yeah, a handful.
That'd be cool.
That was interesting.
Looks gorgeous.
Now, speaking of weather and the stadium, what would you think about like 70 degrees? It's almost perfect. You're in the shade, but the sun peeks through in certain spots and just blasts you in your eyes.
It's crazy. There was actually one play where I was, I think Hurts threw it to the sideline, and I kind of just like didn't see it be thrown to the sideline. No, but I remember, obviously my days in Minnesota, there was times where we would be playing, I don't know, let's say the Cardinals, and it was like the middle of winter, and I was like, why don't we just open the gates and just make it, even though we have an indoor stadium, why don't we just make it, you know, 25 degrees in here? Like, why don't we just, like, freeze them out? I feel like, you know, you're just always going to, when you're in Miami, you know, it's 110 degrees. When you're in Denver, you know, you have a lot of elevation. You're always dealing with something.
Hey, Eric, how hard was that hit that Overshown ran into you? I mean, to me, I've seen people get hit, and it's like kind of like you were trying to like make the play, and he came flying. You never saw him, did
you? Nah. I feel like, you know, I mean, I feel like definitely the hardest hits that I've experienced in my entire football career have always been from players on the defense.
Sure.
It's just inevitable. Some of the biggest hits I've taken have been from my own color. So it just is what it is. It's part of the game, part of the defense, and
Who is the?
You'd rather have that, honestly.
Yeah,
little friendly fire on that one. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know who would be the teammate that was the biggest culprit. Like Harrison Smith, I could see in the Vikings just coming in and just cleaning up shop and smacking you in the back.
Sendejo is pretty bad. Who? I'm trying to think of some of my worst teammates. Linval. I mean, Linval's got me, and that's a big boy. Dude. Linval has got me so many times. Not only has he stepped on my feet sometimes in the run game, but, you know, you take it as it comes, you know.
It's the Eric Kendrick Show here on The Fan. Now, don't take this one the wrong way, but do you ever feel like, man, as a veteran, I sacrifice so much. I sacrifice too much. I put my body through all this to be losing like this at this stage. What do you think there?
I feel like we all should take a little, you know, we all should feel that a little bit. You know, we work hard, you know, it's more than just working hard. You know, it's you know, the camaraderie we have in the locker room and things like that. But at the same time, you got to string things together in order, you know, in order to win in this league, it's not easy. So, you know, yeah, I feel like that to a certain extent, you know, not feeling sorry for myself, you know, got to get my way out of it. But at the same time, these opportunities, you know, no matter if it's your first year in the league or if it's your 10th year like me, you know, these opportunities are limited. This is a small portion of our life, and we got to take advantage of the opportunity for sure.
You know, Eric, I was talking about Overshown. Did he take you and Maris out for a dinner? Because the way you guys sold that look about him getting home on those blitzes and stuff like that, you guys did a good job of making those Eagle blockers feeling like you guys were going to bring the house on him there.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the reason why I like that when you know a player gets a couple sacks like that, sure. You know, it's like. You never know who's gonna come free, who's gonna
get
it, and when it's your turn, you take advantage of it. That's a beautiful thing, and you know he made great plays on those. And it's like if it's my turn to show a look and drop out, you know what I mean. So someone else can have success. That's the best part of the game, you know.
Yeah, you guys did a heck of a job with that, man. You got him home a couple of times there, and that's what I'm saying. That disguise and stuff is that can do some damage to an opponent.
Yeah, plus you got to hit speed, you know, getting through there like that. It's like, you know, that's what you want.
Yeah, Demo, I mean, I think he had like 8 tackles, 2 sacks in the first quarter in 2 minutes or so in that game. Like, he's been unbelievable, but if you could speak to what he means in the locker room a little bit and how he's grown, because, I mean, I saw Buddy Johnson, like every single linebacker ran out on the field to check on him when he went down. It was like a hold your breath moment.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, when you see a guy like that, you know what he's capable of and you know what he brings, you know his attitude. And his effort level and you know how much he cares, you only want success with that kind of person. And you know Demo's going to be a great linebacker. I feel like you know he knows he has a little bit of things to work on, but the sky is the limit. You know what I mean? I feel like you know his foundation is incredible. You know, I don't want to gas him up too much, but you know he's one of the most special linebackers I've ever played with.
Eric Kendricks with us. Were you watching Warriors and Mavericks the other night?
Nope.
Now, we've talked about hoop with you a little bit, haven't we? You're a good basketball player.
Yeah, you're a good basketball player.
I play basketball, but I don't really watch sports. But what happened?
Oh, it was just a good game. Klay Thompson went back to the Bay Area, and they celebrated him. And
oh, really? Yeah, winning. Yeah. They gave him his flowers for, you know, putting on for them for so long.
Yeah, he's like a major, major superstar there in Northern California.
I mean, he's a Cali boy. I think he was born and raised in California, right?
Yes. His dad was a Laker.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, you're in your home state, you know, you're playing good basketball, you're winning a couple of rings, especially with one squad, and then you part ways, you know, it could be a little bit bittersweet, but at the same time, that's what life's about. And, you know, anytime you get to go back and smell the flowers, celebrate that, it's pretty cool.
It was cool. So, non-sports fan, but how about boxing? Are you going to be at the fight Friday, AT&T?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. We'll see. I'm thinking about it. It might be a little late for me, though, so we'll see.
You got a bunch of guys on the team going?
I think so. I mean, I think that's what if I would go, it would be with some of my teammates for some team camaraderie. You know, before the game.
That always looks like the funnest thing to me when you have the guys like at a fight or at another team in town's playoff game or like a WWE event. How are those deals when you get to go out with the buddies and it's on primetime TV and all that?
Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, obviously we do a lot between the lines, but anytime we can, you know. Disconnect a little bit, enjoy each other's company. It could lead to improvements on the field even.
So growing up, you know, I grew up in the 80s. Iron Mike, just legend, invincible. Now he's fighting this YouTube star. I don't know if, like, my childhood can handle this, Eric, if he loses.
It's an overload. It's just like, you know, like, what's going to happen? Like, what do you guys think?
I can't believe Jake Paul is favored. But, you know.
I mean...
58 years old. Do you think the old man can still get it done at 58?
I mean, anybody can get hit in the right spot, but at the same time, I don't know. We'll see, you know, he's favored for a reason probably. So
Yeah, Vegas does know boxing. That's for sure when it comes to setting those odds.
What type of fighting background do you have?
Me? I have a very, very decorated fighting background. I actually grew up with an older brother, so we're 17 months apart, and we fought about every single day of my life until I think our last fight was 4 days before he went to college at Cal, and that was a bloody one. That was a brawl for the ages. That was the last time we fought. I sent him packing the right way, you know.
Let's go.
I lost this one though, okay. But you know. In good spirit, we went to a football game after, and I had to tell everybody I got hit in the face with a football rather than a fist.
Man, my brother is about 2 years older than me too, and that is a sign of pride that I would wear to school. Like if I had actually whooped my brother the night before that.
Oh,
morning.
You know it.
Yeah.
I remember one time I got him clean in the like right between like the nose and the mouth area, and my mom jumped in I got a clean hit on him. My mom jumped in, you know. We got separated for a while. It kind of fizzled down, and then the next day, he went to school, and I was like, "Hey, you see that? You see my brother's lip? I did that yesterday. You know, that was me." You know, my brother was the top dog at our high school and stuff. So
yeah, he was a big deal too, wasn't he? He went to Cal and played running back.
Yeah, he went to Cal and played linebacker. He played in the league 10 years as well, in 11 years. So, you know, he was definitely top dog at the high school when I did that.
How does that start, Eric? Are you guys like sitting around in the house and just kind of look at each other and then walk outside?
No, it's inside. It's anywhere.
All inside.
It's anywhere, anytime.
Grabbing like foreign objects and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like... So you could throw something at. You know, sometimes it starts with who. You know, give me the remote. You know,
yeah.
It's like, or you just, you know, just someone just getting picked on. Uh-huh. I made a pact at some point in my life, which I think actually altered how I view my life from here on out. Like,
wow.
I made a pact that to myself that if my brother started messing with me at some point, like to like picking on me, bullying me, that I was just gonna swing to at his face. So it got to so at first it was just like we would fight, you know, but at one, like I think it was like I was probably, I mean, he was 17 going into college, so I think I was probably like 15, and I was just like, you know what, I'm getting beat up anyway, you know. I might as well just put up a stand, like I've had enough. and it worked out. It actually worked out better because we fought less when that happened, because he knew he was probably going to get hit in the face.
Yeah, he's got to think twice about that. There's some respect earned.
I thought you put up a hell of a stand last week when Brian was trying to give away all your secrets.
Yeah. I wish you had just told him to F off, really.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's all love, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
I had to wear that one all week.
Yeah, I left and I felt kind of bad, but I was like, what?
Man,
it's good for the spirit. You know,
all good.
It was great. Radio.
I
loved it.
I just felt like I just got hit between the lip and the nose a little bit. And I wore it. I mean, people are going, hey, what happened to linebacker? The Cowboys hit me in the face pretty hard. You know.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. Give him hell Monday night. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, appreciate it. Take it easy.
There he goes, Eric Kendricks, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.